everybody. Welcome to Five for Five. I have Dan Bunn here. Are you Dr. Bunn? Should I call you Dr. Bunn?
I'm not one for titles, but if you're going to call me something, it could be the holy and reverend Dr. Daniel Bunn, but you know, nothing big. So.
We're going to do five for five. I have five questions. He's going to have five answers. And with that, let's jump in. So first off, Dr. Bunn, how did you find out about Weird Christian Twitter?
Yeah, so I sort of just happened, the way these connections work on Twitter, I sort of just happened to get connected to some of the early figures who sort of got this whole WCT thing going. Andrew created for me a few memes that, took some of the, less used Bible verses. When I remember I put on Twitter, my verse for the day was, "Their hearts have grown fat," or something like that. And he created for me a meme with the little Valentine's heart candies, and it had the caption, "Their hearts have grown fat." Anyway, and then I remember Chris had one of his videos where he was riffing on, I don't remember what the song was, but that was pretty awesome. And then of course Hunter, my first encounter with Hunter was.
Everybody remembers their first time.
I don't remember how we actually got connected, but the first real moment was I posted a video of my kids doing the "What's up, dog?" to each other, and I tagged Beth Moore into that, and because Hunter had already given her a hard time about "What's up, dog?" and anyway, so we sort of got in the Beth Moore "What's up, dog?" conversation together. So then I just met lots of cool people right off the bat, and then the whole WCT thing sort of emerged. And just stayed connected with a lot of those people since.
So what does Weird Christian Twitter mean to you and your life?
You know, in particular for me this last year, especially since October, had surgery and then lost my father and then two more surgeries. I've just obviously been homebound like many people. It provided for me really a sense of community that was kind of missing elsewhere. There was a lot, I was amazed at the support that came in, people reaching out of nowhere to tell me they're praying for me and my family and, sharing jokes and funny memes along the way as well to make me laugh during all that. So, for me in the last couple months in particular, it's been a real cool network of support.
Nice. Good. Number three, if you had to recommend one person besides at J Finchface to follow, who would it be and why?
This is the question I wrestle with the most. Because there are so many people that I just absolutely would never recommend. And so it's hard. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Lots of good people. One I would pick that I've continued to be challenged and encouraged by is Ira Hall. Yeah. I've appreciated his kind and gentle words along the way, especially if I find myself getting too far off into, being sarcastic or making jokes. I'm always... So brought back down by Ira to remember we're dealing with real people here. And
yeah,
I don't know. It's been a good voice to have. So Ira, appreciate you, bud.
Yeah. Very, very sincere person. I would say he's one of my favorites too. If you had to explain Weird Christian Twitter to the outside world, what would you say?
You know, this is a tricky question. I've tried on a few occasions. My wife is someone who's very she's not interested in social media and she's not on the computer very much. And so trying to explain what this phenomenon is to her or to anyone is just, I don't know. I usually end up stopping because I realize I'm not getting anywhere. I see the deer in the headlights look in the eyes and I just let it go. Only those in the inside appreciate it. So.
So last question. What is your handle so people can find you?
So I am on Twitter and my only account there, my only presence there, it's just my name. It's at Daniel Bunn JR. And I like to, I take things pretty lightly. I like to have fun. I like to talk about things Bible theology related, but I take it pretty lightly.
At Daniel Bunn Jr., thank you so much for doing this and just kind of introducing yourself to everyone. And I will talk to you soon.
Awesome. Good to talk to you, man.